Gather the rainy Maria, or any new year to be honey, or papa to look at a tone, or the tire affine ea tato, tihe Maori order. This is the Green Desk on 95 BFM.
In December last year, Wayne Kappa accepted the position of the Kaitiaki Whenua Ranger role under the Te Kahui o Taranaki. The role has been formed to manage the newly returned pieces of land under the 2016 treaty settlement with Taranaki Iwi. Mr. Kappa began his formal training under the Department of Conservation last week, entering into a previously unexplored and reciprocal partnership with DOC that actively projects mana whenua as guardians and kaitiaki beyond what has occurred in the past. Mitchell talks with the Te Kahui o Taranaki Development Manager, Punawano Bryant, about the new position and begins by asking Ms. Bryant about the treaty settlement in 2016.
In 2016, Taranaki resettled their historical treaty claims with the Crown. And as a result of that, in terms of conservation estate, there were some 30 properties that were transferred back to Te Kahui o Taranaki, the post-settlement governance entity, as fee simple sites. And along with that came the management responsibilities for those sites as well.
Right, and under the old management system, when DOC have that land beforehand, or was
correct.
It
correct? So DOC had ownership and management.
So, what was the extent of your role as Kaitiaki, sort of manage that land, or was it just solely with DOC?
It was solely with DOC, but in terms of the treaty partnership, DOC Taranaki, have of their own accord a relationship with iwi,
right,
and hapu, depending on the site and the nature of of the proximity to our marae and pā, which in the Taranaki iwi rohe are our focal points, and also the engagement that mana whenua had with those sites. So DOC had a relationship with those peoples, depending on who they were and where the sites were.
Cool. And so is it now co-management, or is it solely you? Taranaki iwi.
It's solely us.
Cool.
So we own and have management responsibilities for those sites. I guess the thing that does continue is the tenure of the land, which is that they are under the Reserves Act. They have Reserves Act status. So whether they're historical, scenic or recreation reserves, they still have that status attached to them, therefore they are required to be publicly accessible. So I guess that is one, depending on which way you look at it, encumbrance that has come with them, and that we have to continue to make those publicly available. So that type of management responsibility, if you like, is a big one.
Yeah, definitely. So I suppose that's where the role of the Kaitiaki Whenua Ranger comes in. So what is the Kaitiaki Whenua? What is the role of Wayne?
Yeah, so Wayne's role is a new role in direct partnership. And what I mean when I say that is, in spite of settlement and, management requirements, protocols, this is something that we came up with together with DOC Taranaki, and certainly had national sign-off, that if nothing was a barrier, what could we do, DOC and iwi directly, to continue to look after these sites?
So he's obviously off for training now with DOC. Is it sort of reciprocal in his training? Is Maturanga Māori and cultural values part of the sort of teaching framework that he's receiving?
Yes, I mean, it's a two-year transition role, put it that way.
Yep.
So he is employed by Te Kawe, or Taranaki, our PSGE. He is hosted by DOC. So it's not a secondment, although people may see it that way.
Yeah.
So we have full control over the way in which he's employed and the work plan that he has on a day-to-day basis. But we, in this 2 years, want him to get the most out of his time being hosted by and sitting with Doc. So that means taking full advantage of every training opportunity. So at the moment, he's doing a chemical two-day training, you know, how to lay bait, you know, how to, you know, the right amounts of chemical and bait. He's learning all of that sort of stuff. Then next week he's off to do, they call it, Doc call it team process. So it's learning how Doc manages, analyses critical issues and comes up with solutions for those using their standard operating procedures and so on. So he's full on into training and we want him to make the most of that for 2 years. However, he will be connected to us through that time, so he'll be expected to attend our major cultural events right. on our iwi calendar. And cultural wānanga that we have, rangatahi wānanga, the whole kete he'll be involved in.
And when he returns, well, finishes his training, is it sort of like a team that's going to be formed around it, or is it just him? Or
yeah, well, for 30 sites, and one of them is, you know, and this isn't the Doc terminology, it's ours, is a nationally iconic site. It's going to require more than one person. So as he's learning over the next 2 years, we'll be developing a structure so that when he comes across, he can have a team.
That's awesome.
So which will start small and, you know, for him to build with our support.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm just curious about, you know, the formation of this. Was there any pushback from within the iwi or even with Doc informing this kind of role?
No, and I mean, I can speak from iwi's point of view that it's because iwi were making a direct investment, and so, you know, we are very much, it's not a joint management, it is a joint partnership with equal investment, really. So, you know, we were putting our own resource in every way. It wasn't a matter of, okay, Doc, you resource it, you do it for us, and we'll sit back and see how it works. You know, because we're invested, we are responsible and we are accountable for how it, you know, the success of it. And I think, you know, it's very easy in a post-settlement environment, and we are 23 February 2019, was our two-year D-Day, if you like, where all these things had to be done. So we're newly settled, and it's quite easy to have a conservative approach to investing in your own people in your own places, because you want to hold on to it and watch it grow for a while, usually. But, you know, those sites, 30 sites that have come back, require immediate attention. They can't wait for us. They can't, you know, wait for our conservative approach to iron out, and, you know, they need immediate care. And, you know, our kaitiaki relationship with those sites has never ended. And now that we are fully responsible in every way, you know, we can't just leave them to languish.
And although they were previously managed by Doc, were they really managed as such, or were they just under their sort of, you know, ownership? Were they looked after? Were they protected?
Well, I worked at Doc for 2 years, so I will say yes, that they were, to the within the best circumstances, you know, that Doc were able to. They have a low budget. They're a great team here in Taranaki. They do the best with what they have. And what I would say is that, you know, in terms of the conservation budget, that they didn't have enough
yep.
to give those sites the real care that they, a high level care that they deserve. So they did, I would say, low level care. And for one site in particular, Te Koru, which has huge archaeological features, you know, she's definitely in need of more work for those features to be maintained into the future. So as a part of that process, we have a reserve management plan, which is a very Docky thing.
Yeah.
But because we own those sites, we're saying, yeah, we want one of those. We want an overarching plan, not 30 different plans for 30 different sites.
Yep.
We want one plan that has some really good guiding principles that relate to everything. And we want to understand, you know, have some aspirations around those sites into the future, not to be limited. And so for Te Koru, it's how we can maintain those features, some of them, so that people can look at them and understand the history from a tourism perspective, and also to let some of them go to nature, I guess, so that they require low-level maintenance.
Right,
so it's
yep.
bringing half of the site to life and letting half of the site go to nature, because the level of maintenance required for the whole site to be managed and opened up is far too much.
That's amazing. Out of this, obviously you've got ideal outcomes and things like that, but do you, on a level, do you think this is the start of a better future for, well, not co-management, but partnership between organisations and iwi going forward from here?
Definitely. I think the Kaitiaki Whenua Ranger is a good example of direct partnership into the future. It's very easy to get bogged, to let a structure or a process guide the way things are supposed to look and feel. And what we did was we said, forget about structure and standard operating procedures and, you know, let's look at what's best for the site or what's best for the whenua and work from there.
That's
amazing. At the centre of any aspiration is what's best for the site, not what's best for us as a people. So, and that's guided everything, and it's working well so far. So, I mean, we'll see. We're at Opatu Iwi,
yep.
And so we've been disconnected from those sites. And our what I say is our kaitiaki relationship with those sites has never ceased. Despite Raupatu confiscation and colonisation, we have always been kaitiaki of those sites. However, those things did interrupt with and interfere with our kaitiaki tanga.
Yep.
So for us, this is not a new thing, but it is a new opportunity for us to back to those sites in a real way, but say, hey, Doc, you can't just settle and walk away because you have taonga that we haven't had the opportunity to have, having been interrupted from our connection with these sites. So we owe it to the sites to work together to ensure their, you know, ongoing management, maintenance, bringing them to life into the future.
That's quite amazing. That's awesome. Is there anyone else that's doing this at the moment, or any other iwi, or is there any other opportunities for it to kind of occur that you know of?
I'm not aware of any others. You know, we're a bit isolated over here. I could be wrong, but I'm not aware of any others. I think that's why I think, I won't speak for Doc, but working with them in this partnership, it was a bit of a scary thing because it is new, and there have been nuances of, cadetships, joint partnerships, joint management, but this is different. So hopefully, like many other iwi have shared with us in their relationship with Doc in the past, their learnings and what has worked, we will be doing the same with this, learning as we go and sharing that with others.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM. Tihei Mauri Ora.